Today is the 9th of July. Welcome to Heart of Worship. I'm JC May, and it is an honor to have you here on this beautiful, beautiful, hot day. And so we are in for another week of probably in the high 20s, early 30s degrees. And I'm just like, God, please let it rain. It feels like famine. I don't want to sound like one who is complaining, but it is really, really hot. But I also wanted to acknowledge the fact that last week was a difficult week for me, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. I was going through a few things, and so I kind of had to take a step back last week. And so I want to thank you all for your prayers. But with all that said, we're going to continue in the line of worship. We are actually going to pick up from Friday, and our verse of the day comes from Psalms 37, 16 to 17. And it says this: better the little that the righteous have than the wealth of many wicked. For the power of the wicked will be broken, but the Lord upholds the righteous. Almighty God, the creator and owner of everything, please give us a love for righteousness and a disdain for greed. We want to serve you with an undivided heart that cannot be swayed by the material value of a decision. Please help us to make decisions based on what is pleasing to your will. This we pray in your mighty name. And so if you are new here on Heart of Worship, welcome to Heart of Worship. I welcome you, and I welcome you into our worship family. Here on a Monday, what we do as a family is we thank God for the week past, and we thank God for the week ahead. And so, family, I want you to lift up your voice right now and just begin to thank Him. Just let you know that God is a good God, and God is a gracious God, and God is a kind God, and He knows the beginning from the end. You know, last week for me was spiritually, mentally a turbulent week. For some reason, I felt like I was crashing out. I don't know where it came from. I don't know how that got to me, but it did. And by Wednesday, I was just like, I just can't. And I had to, you know, my daughter was going through teething, and she wasn't really sleeping well at night because the heat was so bad. And you know, I go to work during the day and I come back and I only have a few hours with her before she kind of goes to bed. And I just felt like she just needed her mummy last week. And I kind of took time out from everything. Even though Heart of Worship podcast was still going on, I didn't quite finish the first week of Heart of Declarations. And And for some reason, I think I got myself more worked up than I needed to about overworking myself and stressing myself out. And I just remembered by Saturday, I was just like, God, this is it. Okay, God, this is it. It was like a light bulb suddenly went off in my head. And God reminded me that as long as I'm vulnerable with Him and as long as I can give that back to Him, that He'll take it and He'll carry it and He'll take me through whatever emotion, whatever mental state I'm in at that present moment of time. He'll take me through it if I allow Him. This weekend was a crazy weekend for me. I say crazy in terms of kind of travel, but it was such an amazing weekend in His presence. And I love the fact that I get to do this. Yeah. And so I am grateful for the fact that God has put this gifting in me. I am grateful for the fact that God has allowed me to step up my game and really hone down on what it is that He has called me to be. I'm grateful for the fact that God has allowed me to be specific and allowed me to nurture the calling and nurture the anointing, so to speak, that He has placed on my life. And so I don't use that word lightly. But God is doing great things in our lives, family, and I just want you to be encouraged that whatever it is that you're going through, whatever it is that you are facing, that God has got your back. And I just want you to give Him thanks. I want you to glorify Him today. I want you to lift up your voice and say to God, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you so much for trusting me with this gift, for trusting me with this vision and this dream. Father, thank you for my family, for my life, for the finances that you have provided. Thank you for the food that you have placed on our table. Thank you for the clothes on our back. Father God, thank you for the sun. Thank you for the weather. Thank you for your people of God coming together. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. The Bible says that we should enter His gates with thanksgiving and enter His courts with praise. He was crucified, laid behind a stone. You rejected and alone, like a rose, you were trampled on the ground. You took the fall, yeah, and thought of me above all. And so above all of everything, He died for you and I. He died for us. He died for this world. And so that is a reason to thank Him for the week past. And so I'm grateful that God brought me through last week and into a different state of mind and into a different focus. And I'm thanking Him for the week ahead because I know He's going to give me strength. And I know that I am doing this by His grace. And so when I feel overwhelmed by the empowering grace of God, I feel whole and I feel sane and I feel in control because He is in control. So I'm just going to give you a minute or so to just reflect on where you are. and reflect on life and reflect on how much God has been so good to you. I'm so glad you're in my life. I'm so glad you came. Yeah. Father, we glorify you, we honor you, we magnify your holy name. So we say, Lord, I lift your name. Lord, we lift your name on high. And Lord, we declare that we love to sing your praise. And Father, we are so glad that you are in our lives. We are so glad that you are in our lives, that you carry us day by day. Father, because if not for you, some of us wouldn't be where we are today. And so, Lord, I'm so glad you came to save us. Yeah. You came from heaven to earth to show from the earth to the cross, it's my debt you paid. From the cross to the grave, and from the grave to the sky, Lord, I lift you. And so our declaration of the day says this: I declare I will live victoriously. I was created in the image of God. I have the DNA of a winner. I am wearing a crown of favor. Royal blood flows through my veins. I am the head, never the tail, above, never beneath. I will live with purpose, passion, and praise, knowing that I was destined to live in victory. This is my declaration. And so, Heavenly Father, more and more we come to understand what the Lord Jesus meant when he said that he is one with the Father and prayed that his disciples may be one. We see that the love is a precious union of heart and a sweet communion of spirit. And just as the Father and Son emanate the same powerful love, Father, so we too are to have that same beautiful love developing in us by the power of the Spirit. Lord, we pray that the body of Christ may become united as one and abound in the unity of the Spirit more and more in love, not compromising truth, but showing genuine concern for one another. We pray that individually and collectively we may live godly lives in Christ Jesus and seek to encourage and edify one another, seeking to be of the same mind and having the same godly love for each other. Father, we pray that we may be united in spirit and in purpose, and we do nothing from selfishness or empty conceit, but rather with humility and a mind of to the needs of others. Father, this we ask in your precious name. Amen and amen and amen. So, if you are new to Heart of Worship, welcome to the worship family. It is an honor to have you here with us today. And if you are new, please reach out to me. You can find me on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. And if you just send me a DM at JC May or JC May Music, I would love to personally welcome you and just send you a message of encouragement as you go on this journey with us. And also, please let me know where you're listening in from. It's amazing how so many people are listening in from different parts of the world. So thank you so much for believing in this vision and also wanting to grow in your faith through worship. And so a few announcements. We have a mother's worship coming up on the 4th of August. I'm looking forward to that. If you are a mother and you are listening to this, registration is now open. And so you can go to my bio on my Instagram page at JC May and register for that. Heart of Declarations, we're going to start that again this week. And so please tune in at 6 a.m. I'm looking forward to declaring some stuff over our lives. But until tomorrow, family, my prayer for you is this: may flowers always line your path and sunshine light your day. May songbirds serenade you every step along the way. May a rainbow run beside you in a sky that's always blue. And may happiness fill your heart each day, your whole life through. Until tomorrow, family, stay blessed. We love you. I love you. Bye.